The UN Human Rights Office, OHCHR, says it has received reports that numerous bodies lie scattered in the streets in formerly opposition-held Aleppo, and that at least 82 civilians, including women and children, have been killed by pro-government forces. OHCHR spokesperson Rupert Colville was speaking to journalists in Geneva as Syrian government forces and their allies continue their assault on the very last opposition-held areas in the east of the city.
Civilians have paid a brutal price during this conflict, and we're filled with the deepest foreboding for those who remain in this last hellish corner of opposition-held eastern Aleppo. While some reportedly managed to flee yesterday, some were reportedly caught and killed on the spot, and others were arrested.
While numbers are difficult to verify, it's believed that thousands of civilians are sheltering in formerly opposition-held areas of the city. These include activists and civil defense members who the UN Human Rights Office warns are at risk of grave violations, including detention, torture, and killing. In a bid to avoid this and the suspicion that massive crimes may be underway in Aleppo, the UN Human Rights Office wants to get monitors in to observe the Syrian army and its allies. On the humanitarian front, the UN and its partners are continuing to push for aid access. But Jens Larke from the UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, OCHA, has warned of a complete meltdown of humanity.
We do have information that there are still thousands of civilians there who may be hiding in basements wherever they think they can find shelter. And given what we have just heard about the reports of alleged extreme human rights violations against civilians, of course, our concern is for their safety and security.
Mr. Larke described Aleppo as an entity that changes by the hour and warned that it was not a situation where humanitarian concerns had the upper hand. Jocelyn Sambira, UN News.